You can get the latest odds, offers and more great content at williamhill.com, on the William Hill app and in any of our shops around the UK.
The enhanced odds, Jay Rodriguez to score and Southampton to win was 2-1. It's now 5-2 and Jamie Vardy to score and Leicester to win was 11-2. That's now 7-1. They've lost four straight matches in the Premier League, Southampton, and Leicester were battered at home against Chelsea. You're taking a leap of faith, Derek, here, aren't you? Backing Southampton at odds on to win a match.
I can't believe it again. It's always Southampton. What, your odds compiler is definitely married to Claude Puel or something, because it doesn't make sense. Why on earth are they odds on? Okay, Leicester are not fooling anybody at the moment. But you know, with Leicester, they are capable of doing a number on a team. Remember that game against Man City a few weeks ago? And at this price, I mean, okay, you close your eyes and hope and you back Leicester these days. But I don't mind backing teams like that at almost 4-1. What I definitely don't want to do is back teams like that at 17-20. And Southampton, in my eyes, are exactly the same as Leicester. You can't trust them. Did you say four defeats on the spin? And they're odds on against the champions? Is the world's most ridiculous price that. And I don't care. Even if Leicester lose 7-0 on Saturday, which of course they won't, I will still argue forever that I had the right bet. That's what a clown I am as well. I'm going for Leicester here. It's just overpriced to a massive, massive degree.
19-5 Leicester. Do you think, though, Derek, we've got to start treating Leicester how we treated them at the start of last season? I know they won the league last year, but at the start of last season, everyone was thinking, this is a team that are going to struggle this season, be battling to survive in the Premier League. Haven't we just got to start treating them as that side right now?
Possibly. But two things I would say against that. Firstly, the season before that, they finished it fantastically well. So, you know, maybe the doommongers were all wrong anyway at the start of the title-winning campaign. And secondly, this is a team that are in the knockout stages of the Champions League. So they've still got something about them, obviously. So, and whereas Southampton, no, I just do not see it. Sorry.
19-5 Leicester for Derek. The last time Leicester won away from home in the league was back in April last year. Tom, Southampton versus Leicester, how do you view this?
Well, you know, I look at Leicester and they're certainly not out of the relegation fight, that is for sure. I don't think they're going to go down, but they're not out of it. And when you look at the next sort of run of fixtures in the Premier League, there's some crucial games for them coming up, you know, because they go to Southampton, they go to Burnley, they host Manchester United, then they go to Swansea. So, you know, they're playing against some teams that are in and around them down the bottom of the table. And a bit like West Ham over Christmas, if they win those games, that, you know, they'll basically shut the door on any sniff of going down. But they've got to be careful, because the Champions League is coming back around pretty quickly. And we saw how destabilising it was on their form when it did come around. And Southampton, it's just all gone wrong for them. You know, they were doing all right for a period. You know, when Charlie Austin's fit, all of a sudden they've got a goal poacher. And generally their play is pretty good, because they probably have, you know, outside maybe some of the teams in the top six, and I'd argue maybe better than some of the teams in the top six, they've got some of the best centre-backs in the league, you know, and particularly partnerships. You know, people like Yeshida and Van Dijk, absolute top players. And they're a tough side to score against, and I think they'll make life tough for Leicester, who aren't firing. They can't get any rhythm going whatsoever. That Man City game, I think, was a complete one-off, and we've seen Man City since then, and it probably explains a lot. But Southampton are in no form. They won three of the last 13 Premier League games. They're slipping down the table at an alarming rate. I can only see a draw here. I'm unsure even to think about goals. I don't see a lot of goals in the game. You know, but when I've looked at the prices, there's nothing to really tempt me. So I just think this will be a draw at 12-5. I think it's baby steps for Leicester away from home, and I think they'd probably take it. And Southampton, you can't back them to win. Maybe the draw, no bet. Leicester could be tempting for me at 9-4, but I'm going to play the draw at 12-5 in this one.
They need to find a goal scorer, don't they, Tom? Yeah. Southampton, desperately. Because they've got no one to put it in the back of the net.
Yeah, they do. And, you know, they've got, I mean, someone like Jay Rodriguez, for example, I'm a big admirer of. And you remember he was flying, you know, they were talking about him getting the England set up, you know, before he had that, the year, 18 months he had off with an injury. But he's still not an out-and-out striker. He's one of those players where you think, well, where does he play? He plays in that three behind. There's Redmond there. You know, Bufal, who's injured at the moment, is a good player. You know, Charlie Austin is the goal poacher. You know, and it just goes to show, you know, we talk about the Premier League and systems and, you know, number 10s and false number 9s and everything else. But if you have somebody like a Jermaine Defoe, and whatever you think about Charlie Austin, he is an out-and-out poacher. In that penalty area, he comes alive. Every team needs them, because you can do all the great build-up play. If you don't have somebody in there putting the back of the net, which is still the hardest thing to do, you're going to struggle, and that's what they're doing at the moment.
Get a £5 free bet every week with Offer Club from William Hill.
Hey-o, let's go, let's go.
Simply stake a total of £20 or more across the week. on pre-match football accumulators with four or more selections, and you'll get a £5 free bet on the Friday. Plus, you can get on faster and easier than ever with our new and improved mobile betting experience. Join William Hill Offer Club on mobile or online now. When the fun stops, stop.